is doctrine really important? I mean, does it really, really matter for your life and for the church? We're going to look at what the Bible has to say about sound doctrine this morning on Timeless Truths.
Your grace still amazes.
It's Pastor Jerry Burns. Thank you so much for joining us today for Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. We are honored that you joined us this morning for our broadcast. We are excited about what God's doing, and we're excited that you joined us and are a part of our program this morning. Titus chapter 1 and verse number 9 is our scripture we're going to look at this morning. Titus chapter 1, verse 9. The Bible says, I hope you have your Bible with you, and as you're listening to this program on the radio, find your Bible and open it to Titus chapter 1 and find verse number 9. And I want you to see that this is, thus saith the Lord. This is what God is saying to us. Holding fast the faithful word, as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. Now, this is not a very good testimony to have. The Bible says that one of themselves, even a prophet of their own, have said that the Cretans are always liars. Can you imagine having this testimony? They are always liars. Titus is the young preacher that Paul is writing to, and Paul is writing to Titus to encourage him in the ministry. This is what we call a prison epistle. It was written while Paul was in prison. It's a pastoral epistle, because it was written about ministry, about pastoring, about how to behave yourself in the house of God. Titus would go along with 1 and 2 Timothy as pastoral epistles. The encouragement of Paul is that Titus would defend the truth. Now, we have people today in our churches that they discuss the truth, but the reality is that the truth doesn't need to be discussed. It doesn't need to be, you know, people come together and they say, well, we want to, you know, we kind of just want to talk about the truth. We know what the truth is. The truth is the Bible. Jesus Christ is truth embodied. But the truth needs to be done and defended. We stand by the truth. And even though our world today attacks the truth and makes light of the truth, Paul is telling Titus here to defend the truth. Hold fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, is the passage of scripture here. Hold fast the faithful word. Why, Titus? Because around you there are many unruly, there are many vain talkers, and there are many deceivers. And he says here, especially the circumcision or the Judaizers, which added to grace, the law, and taught that you had to add to the law, or excuse me, you had to add to God's grace in order to go to heaven. These were the Judaizers. Paul called them the concision. And Titus here is said to rebuke them sharply. No flowery words, no nice words, just rebuke, in hopes that these individuals would turn from their false teaching and that they would turn to the truth, that they would be sound in the faith. So I want us to think about this idea this morning on Timeless Truths. This morning, let's think about sound doctrine. Let's think about the importance for just a moment of sound doctrine. Now, sound doctrine is important. It is important. Holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that ye may be able by sound doctrine both to convince and exhort the gainsayers. Now, what does the Bible teach us in this passage of scripture? It teaches us the importance of sound doctrine. That sound doctrine, by using it correctly, sound doctrine is to exhort and convince the gainsayers. The gainsayers are those who have gone astray, who have created their own teachings, their own doctrines, false teachings, and they have left the fundamental truths or the biblical truths that we hold to today. You know, we know that doctrine divides. Our world says today that doctrine is not important. Doctrine's not important. They say, you know, we don't want to embrace doctrine because doctrine divides. And we know that doctrine divides because when Jesus healed, when Jesus performed miracles, he had a great multitude. But when the Lord Jesus began to teach doctrine, this is when we find the separation. This is when multitudes left, to the point where Jesus looked at his own disciples and said, "Will ye also go away?" And Peter said, "Where will we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life. You have sound doctrine." All right, "Where will we go, Lord? You have sound doctrine." So doctrine does divide, but doctrine is important. Sound doctrine is important. Now, when we talk about doctrine, we're talking about the teachings of the Lord Jesus. Someone said this about doctrine. They said, "Christ is central in all teaching, and what is taught concerning him is what determines whether something is true or false doctrine." People say, well, we don't want to focus on doctrine. We just want to talk about the love of Christ. Well, we cannot talk about the love of Christ. We cannot talk about the grace of God without doctrine, because doctrine is the teaching of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, Paul wrote that the time would come when many will not endure sound doctrine. What will they do? They'll find teachers, and they'll, the Bible says, they heap to themselves, they seek out teachers with itching ears, and these teachers will teach them what they want to hear. And so doctrine is important, and we need to make this clarification this morning, that the local church is not a social club, it's not a community center, it's the pillar and the ground of truth. It's where someone should come to hear sound doctrine, all right? Churches are trying so hard to be liked by the community, that they would go as far as making the word of God palatable to unregenerate man. And what they've done is they've removed things from the Bible. They've taken away doctrines from the Bible. We don't want to teach about the blood. We don't want to teach about heaven or hell. We want to make things comfortable. But yet, listen to me, sound doctrine is what separates someone from a false teacher, from a false religion. Doctrine is important. I find it incredible how far someone would go not to offend man, humanity, but they don't think twice about offending God. I think it's incredible how far someone will go not to offend humanity, but yet they don't think twice about offending God. Many TV and radio preachers don't want anyone to question or challenge the accuracy of their teaching. And because of filthy lucre, they take away doctrine. They take away the truths of the Bible, and they make their message more palatable, more comfortable to a lost and dying world. And yet it is doctrine that teaches us that we have sinned against God. It's doctrine that teaches us that we are separated from God because of this, of our sin. It's doctrine that teaches us that there is a hell, but there's a heaven to gain. It's doctrine that teaches us that without Christ, we are hopelessly lost. So the Bible teaches us that doctrine's important. The Bible says in Titus chapter 2, verse 1, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. And I encourage you this morning to study the Word of God and know what the Bible says. So many churches in our community, in our world, has made light of or has worked very hard to minimize doctrine. You know, I'm a Baptist. I pastor a Baptist church. I became a Baptist because Baptists believe what I believe. And they're biblically based. The very first principle of a Baptist is that our faith and our practice, our ministry, our life, it all derives from the Bible. That the Word of God is our final authority in our faith and our practice. And we don't look to tradition. We don't look to the opinions of men, but we look at doctrine. And doctrine determines how the church is run. Doctrine determines how the pastor preaches. Doctrine determines how we live our life, because the Lord Jesus gave us doctrine. And doctrine is not to be minimized, but maximized so much the more as we see the day approaching. So sound doctrine is important. Number two, sound faith is important. Now, the Bible says, verse 13, this witness is true, wherefore rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith. Now, think about this. Why, when we talk about their faith and not being sound in the faith, why was this the case? Why weren't they sound in the faith? Because they didn't have sound doctrine. You see, sound doctrine determines what we believe about God, what we believe about the Bible, what we believe about how we should live our life. So if we're going to have sound faith, then we have to have sound doctrine. True faith is dependent upon true doctrine. Faith is an expression of what you believe. What you believe is determined by what you are taught. If the doctrine is wrong, then the faith will be wrong also. And this is why our world is so mixed up. This is why our world is so confused. I was driving into work this morning, and there was someone had a bumper sticker, and this bumper sticker said, "The Lord wants spiritual fruits, not religious nuts." And I kind of chuckled as I was driving off to work, and I thought, you know, there's some truth to that. There's some truth to that. What we believe, our doctrine, determines how we live our life. Paul says, you've known my doctrine and my manner of life. He said, first of all, you know my doctrine because my doctrine determines my manner of life. There's some things that I will not do. There's some things I stay clear of in my life. Why? Because of what I believe. Because of my doctrine. And the reality is that what separates me from false religions, what separates what I believe from false religions is my doctrine. So yeah, doctrine's important because it helps, it determines my sound faith. It determines what I believe about God and how I live my life and how I go about my life in determining to please the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14, these things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. You know, the reality is that we must, as Christians, have sound doctrine, and we must maximize doctrine in their life, but we also must, you know, determine to have sound faith, and we must, you know, live by the faith of the Word of God. Verse 13 says, this witness is true, wherefore rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith. And so we understand why our doctrine is important, because it determines our faith. But then thirdly, sound speech is important. The Bible says this in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, For I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith, and in love which is in Christ Jesus. The good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Now, we think about doctrine, it's important. Sound doctrine determines sound faith. But sound faith determines how we live our life. And here the Apostle Paul is writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1. Timothy is beginning to separate himself from Paul and his ministry. And Paul is saying, Timothy, you know that in Asia there's no one left. There's no one that associates with me anymore. I'm all alone. No one came to visit me. No one came to help me. He says, yeah, the Lord stood with me, and that's a wonderful truth. When everyone has forsaken us, we know that the Lord is with us. The Lord is there to help us. And he says, you know, Timothy, you know the Lord is with me. The Lord was with me to help me. And he's saying here, but Timothy, I want you to know this important fact, that I'm facing the same things you're facing. Oftentimes we hear teenagers talk about peer pressure, and they think, or our world thinks, that teenagers are the only one that experiences this type of pressure, which is just not true. All of us experience peer pressure. Pressure from society for us to live a particular way, for us to have a certain car or a type of house or live a certain way. This peer pressure is upon us to be conformed to the image of the, or to be conformed to the image of the world. That's why the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't be conformed by outward pressure. Be conformed by inward transformation. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. And that's what makes a difference in our life. But Paul is saying, Timothy, I face the same things you're facing. I'm under the same pressure. I'm under the same attack. Yet, he says, Timothy, I am not ashamed. I'm not ashamed of my ministry. I'm not ashamed of where I am. I'm not ashamed of the gospel because, Timothy, I know whom I have believed. And this is a wonderful truth, because when we believe the right thing, we have the right system of belief. We have the right faith. And then we live our life according to that faith. We live our life according to what the Bible says. And the sound word, holding these sound words, is the promises of the Bible and the gospel and the teachings of the truth. To hold fast the sound words that come from our faith, that come from our doctrine, is so important. Our world today, so-called Christianity, says doctrine's not important. I want to remind you that doctrine is very important. It is very important. And though our church today works very hard in trying to minimize, as churches today try to minimize doctrine, I want to remind you that we need to maximize it in our life. The doctrine is our foundation, is what we know about God. Our faith is our confidence. It's what we believe about God. And our speech is our lifestyle. It's how we live our life for God. And it all goes back, when we look at the root system, it all goes back to the doctrine. Because if my doctrine is wrong, I'm not going to have sound doctrine. I'm not going to have sound faith. I'm not going to have sound speech. I'm not going to live my life the way it ought to be lived. I may live my life for something else, and not for the priority that God wants us to live for. And so it's important. Sound doctrine means the teaching of the Bible. Sound faith is believing the message of the Bible. And sound words or sound behavior is living by the principles of the Bible. And so I want to encourage you today to not to listen to the crowd that says doctrine's not important. It is very important. The teachings of Christ, the teachings in the Bible is so important today. Let me ask you this. Do you know Jesus? Do you have sound doctrine? Maybe you're trusting in works. Maybe you're trusting in tradition. But the Bible teaches us that this is not sound doctrine. You see, Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. Jesus Christ is the only way to know through Christ, the only way to know that heaven is your home. Jesus died for you. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Christ loves you. He died for you. He wants you to be with him in heaven forever. My friend, there's only one way to heaven. That's through the cross. And if you've not prayed and asked Jesus to be your Savior, see, we've sinned against God. We're separated from him. And the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you from your heart would say, Lord, I know I've sinned. Lord, please wash my sins away. Lord, save me. Bring me to heaven when I die. Listen, friend, you're a Christian. You're born again. And I want to help you. I want to be a blessing to you. Will you please write our program and let us know? We want to make sure that you learn more sound doctrine so that you can have sound faith, so that you can have sound behavior, so that you will please the Lord in your life. God bless you. Thank you again for listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Jerry Burns, and I want to thank you for joining us for our broadcast this morning.
We're glad that you joined us for this week's program. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that stands on the preaching and power of the Word of God. We would love for you to worship the Lord with us. We meet on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. and on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for our midweek Bible study. If you would like to send your prayer request to Timeless Truths, we would love to pray for you and with you. You can email your request to prayer@kitchenerbaptist.org, or you can reach us by mail at Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Once again, that is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. If you have been helped by this ministry, we would love to hear your story. Call us at 519-579-2236 or connect with us through our website at timelesstruths.ca. There you will find beneficial resources and hear more helpful messages from Pastor Jerry Burns. We hope that today's program has encouraged you. Pastor Burns has served at Kitchener Baptist Church for almost 10 years. If he can be of any spiritual help to you or your family, please let him know. Thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time when we open the Bible and discover God in his timeless truths.